Greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome in here tonight with us to the Shepherd's Call. Praise Yahweh. This is Sunday night, and we're moving right along in time. This is the 19th day of February, and we're live around the world on the Mighty Voice, the Christian radio voice, and it's the Cadillac of the Industry, WWCR. We're glad to have you in here with us tonight. Call a friend and tell them a pastor buddy is on the air with the Shepherd's Call. We'd be much obliged. We've got a love message for you tonight concerning health. We've been, in the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about what the Bible would recommend you to have good health. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, you may not believe this, but the statistics bear out this statement. There are many people sick and weak. Some of them don't even know it. We're going to tell you something about substances that are associated with the present industry of the food industry. Ladies and gentlemen, everything that's packaged up and advertised and brought to you in living color on your television, radio advertisement, or on the billboards along the highways, or in your beautifully well-stocked grocery stores. We're going to try to tell you in a love message of health tonight that, as Psalms 18:25 describes, that the good people taste your goodness. The whole people taste your health. Now, remember, he said, I wanted you to be whole and then your soul prosper, even that you could be in good health even as your soul prospers. So in Psalms 37, listen to this now, verse 29, the good get planted on good land and put down healthy roots. Now, what does that mean? Well, let's go to organic vegetables, organic farming. That's the first step toward healthy living and prosperity. The Bible even recommends that you get planted on a good ground and put down healthy roots. Ladies and gentlemen, if you knew the land, the earth, you see, we violated all the covenants, all the commandments, all the statutes and the ordinances were delivered to us. We don't let the land rest according to biblical. You know, most people call themselves Christians, but they do not want to obey the rules of what a Christian should obey. He said, why call me Yahweh and keep not my commandments, or do not the things that I tell you to do? In Psalms 41 and verse 3, it says that when we're sick and in bed, Yahweh becomes our nurse and brings us back to health. Ladies and gentlemen, if you put your trust in him, as it says that in Psalms 37:37, this is a great one. Keep your eye on the healthy soul. Scrutinize the straight life. There's a future in strenuous wholeness. If we could be whole, if we could eat in a organic, healthy manner, we're going to talk to you about some additives to food, along with some of the things that we are commanded not to eat, then the substances that's been invented by modern man. These weren't available when we were reading out of the food covenant laws of the book of Leviticus and the book of Genesis. Let me show you what it says in Psalms 104 and verse 15. And just the last 10 years, this has been proven scientifically and with the statistics of where people that employ this philosophy are prospering and being in good health. It says, wine is to make people happy, and it is to make their faces glow with health. A people well fed and healthy. Well, it's been proven that red wine, now we're not advocating if you go out here and get slap dab drunk and act foolish, but we're talking about a glass of wine with a good, healthy, organic meal, if possible, that there's something in good. Now, we're not talking about the wines that are have all these additives we're going to talk about, so we're going to get into that. So if you can employ good, healthy winemaking, and you have land of organic nature, you are of all men most thankful, you should be, and health should be something that you could enjoy. Psalms is the book of health. I really love the book of Psalms. Let's go to Proverbs. I also love this chapter, or this book, in this chapter, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 8. Your body will glow with health, and your bones will vibrate with life. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that the spirit doeth good like a medicine, or a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, that those who have the spirit are rejoicing and happy? And you say, well, Pastor Buddy, what do you mean? Well, if you get around an angry person, you're going to get angry. You'll automatically catch that negative, demonic, in most cases, spirit that they've got upon them. If you're around a happy person, and a happy person is a healthy person, you can't be happy. You can't put on. You may fool the people sometime, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So you got to get a healthy body in line with a healthy spirit and a sound mind. And a sound mind will believe what the Bible says and the recipes. You see, we look at these famous chefs and their recipes, but we don't look in the Bible for the recipes or the instructions that is put in that area. Look at this now. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 22. Those who discover these words live, really live, both in body and soul, as they become very vibrant and bursting with health. Proverbs 4:22. Isn't that wonderful? Bursting with health. Proverbs 17, verse 22. A cheerful, that's a positive, happy disposition is good health, is good for your health. Now, let me repeat that. A cheerful disposition is good for your health. Gloom and doom leave you bone tired. You see, negative people being around negative situations will actually draw the living energy, all of your strength. It will sap all of your strength, and it will draw it away. But if you're around happy, wholesome, good people that love Yahweh, and the Bible said, happy are the people whose mighty one is Yahweh. So make him your mighty one here. Now, notice this now. Proverbs, this is a beautiful scripture. Proverbs 18 and 14. A healthy spirit conquers adversity. But what can you do when the spirit is broken? Now, ladies and gentlemen, you come against negativity with a spirit to overcome. Remember what the Bible said? If you will resist the devil, he'll flee from you. But most of us want to make partnerships with the devil and contracts and agreements and live on the fence. You can't do that. You either are hot or cold, in or out, on or off. Or you got to choose this day who you're going to serve. And health is recommended in the Bible for the foods that you eat and the liquids that you drink. It is right in the Bible what you should consume and what you shouldn't consume. Now, let me give you one in the scriptures of Daniel, chapter 1, verse 4. Young men who were healthy and handsome, intelligent and well-educated, good prospects for leadership positions in the government, perfect specimens, and indoctrinate them in Babylonian language and the magic and the fortune-telling that was prevalent in Babylon. Well, what did Daniel and the Hebrew boys do? They refused the king's portion and accepted within their own life a strictly diet that the king or the one in charge of the prisoners here, after that, they said, well, you'll die on that diet. You cannot. But when Daniel and the Hebrew boys walked into the presence of the king, the radiant health, they were red-blooded radiant, as it says in Song of Solomon, chapter 5, verse 10. My dear one glows with health, red-blooded, radiant. He's one in a million, and there's no one quite like him. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, it will bring health to your life to obey the Bible. Now, let's go over to the scriptures of Matthew chapter 9 as we lay a little groundwork, a gestalt, if you will, of understanding and comprehension of what we should frame our, in other words, create a template for our life, live within the template or the framework of good, healthy living. Drink good water out of your own cistern. You see, we drink chlorinated poison water, and we put in bad stuff and expect good results. And that just ain't going, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hit the wall somewhere and we're going to have a disaster if we're that way. Now, let's look at Matthew, and Christ alluded to this in Matthew in chapter 9, verse 12. And the Messiah, Yahushua, in a flesh body, overhearing them and their conversation, said unto them, he who needs a doctor is the one that is sick. The well or the healthy need not a physician. And as it describes in Proverbs 4:22 again, those who discover these words will live. Yes, they will really live, both in body and soul, and they will become bursting with health. Radiant vibrations. What does all of this mean? It means that food is electrical. If you have live enzymes, and the body takes these live enzymes and it refreshes the cells of the body and invigorates in a vibrational electrical discharge, the food discharges vibrational electrical impulses. But if you take in bread food, dead matter, just to feel and wipe your mouth and say you've done no wrong, you must be very selective. You're fooling yourself when you believe that you can eat anything that your appetite desires and prosper. You can't do that. The Bible said to put a knife to your throat if you be given to appetite. Most of America, we're going to talk about obesity, and I'm going to give you a clue tonight of one of the most worst additives that is placed into food, and we believe it's purposely. Number one, it's just like when meat is killed and processed in the slaughterhouse. Now, I've described kosher killing or killing properly as the Bible says your meat. And we ought to, you see, ladies and gentlemen, we teach in our festivals how to kill our animals for consumption. Most people go to the grocery stores and they pick up a package of meat, mostly pork, as I've done describing to you, which is not recommended to eat, is an unclean food, and it's not healthy, ladies and gentlemen. It may taste good. But the enhancer that we're going to talk about tonight make food taste good, but it's not good for you. Living, live food, fresh pressed juices and vegetables in salads and things of this nature are the most wholesome enzymes that you can bring to your table and sit it down to you and your loved ones. By doing so, you may save yourself and them that will hear you. Listen to this now. A healthy spirit conquers trouble. Now, can you grasp that? A sick body or a sick mind or a sick spirit cannot have any victory to overcome the things which are purposed in life. I will that you prosper and be in good health. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we know that as the scripture says in the book of Luke, chapter 6, verse 43, you do not gather wormy apples off a healthy tree, nor do you get good apples off a diseased tree. Now, this is the Revised Version, but in the King James, it says, a good tree cannot bring forth corrupt fruit. So that means you got to select. Choose between the good and the evil, and learn to discern between good and evil. Have healthy choices, and you may just save yourself or prolong your life into health. The health of the apple tells the health of the tree. You must begin with your own life-giving lives. Can you see that? It starts right in your temple. You are the temple of the living God. And you're not to put anything that is dead or unholy or unapproved by scriptural integrity and revelation. You see, most people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, I want you to know this, that the health that we're talking about is in the living word. We'll prove that as we give you the last scripture in Ephesians 4:16 before we get into our revelation of food attitudes that is unhealthy. We're going to give you scientific evidence that has proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that some of the things that they've been adding to our diet, some of it unbeknownst. Remember, we're distorted for the lack of knowledge, but we should search and research, and everything that's packaged up and made look good is not necessarily good. Ephesians 4:16, the mighty one keeps us in step with each other. His very breath and blood flow through us, nourishing us that we will grow up healthy and robust in love. Well, this is a love message that I told you tonight that I was going to give you in respect to health. Now, how are you going to understand if you're being slowly poisoned with things that they've added to your food and the food chain, make it packaged and look good? Now, listen to what a researcher at the University of Waterloo, Ontario, Canada, when he spent years working for the government, he made amazing discovery while going through scientific journals for a book that he was writing called The Slow Poisoning of America. Here's a man in Canada concerned with the health of America. It is because the liberality of the United States government and the FDA, which permits certain things to be added to your food chain, which in minute portions Like, for instance, if you give a person arsenic, arsenic is deadly given in measured terms. But if you add a little arsenic gradually over a span of time, you may, and people have, got away with slowly poisoning someone that they don't like. Well, you say, well, I'd never do nothing like that, but would someone, for the sake of profit, motivation, would they add things that they normally know that are not good for you? Well, we know that tobacco companies, for years, they've been sued to high heaven. And the government, ladies and gentlemen, from the 50s on, agreed to let them remain secretive in their formulas as they added additives to the tobacco until the point of lung cancer got so overwhelming that even the government was forced into taking away the support of tobacco and announcing that smoking could be hazardous to your health and could, later on they added this remark, could cause cancer. Well, let me show you something here. This amazing discovery of the slow poison of America in hundreds, listen to this now, this is amazing, in hundreds of studies around the world, scientists were creating obese mice and rats to use in diet or diabetes test studies. Ain't that amazing? They were using mice and rats to determine what made these mice and rats obese. Now listen to this now. We know by nature that no rat or mice is naturally obese. So the scientists had to create an obesity additive to their diet. Now here's what they did. They made these morbidly obese creatures overweight by injecting them with MSG. Oh, my. By injecting them with a food additive, a toxic, if you will, a food enhancer, and it creates toxicity in the Bible in large portions. In minute portions, you may gradually get sick. But it's just like sitting down and eating a bag of potato chips with the artificial, and it says natural and artificial. When they say artificial, look for a suspect in the product. They took the MSG and they tripled the amount as they measured a response. It tripled the amount of insulin that the pancreas creates, causing rats, and ladies and gentlemen, as rats go, so do humans, to become obese, that they even have a title for the race of fat rodents they create, MSG-treated rats. Isn't that amazing? Now, if you go to your kitchen cupboard, refrigerator, and take a look, you'll find that MSG is in practically everything that you get. Camel soups, Hostess, Doritos, Lay's favorite potato chips, the Raymond and the Betty Crocker hamburger helpers, Heinz canned gravy soup, Swanson frozen prepared meals, Kraft salad dressings. Especially, now listen to this, here's where we got tricked. It intensifies for them to put a healthy, low-fat product on the shelf and load it with these toxins called MSG or food enhancers or these things that make the food acceptable because, you know, low-fat, no-fat is not good in itself. Or, you know, it's not healthy to eat foods that have this prepared, but we need to taste. Yahweh has created foods that taste good in their natural, distilled, organic state. That's why that man lived longer on a diet of the nuts and the herbs and the things that were created in Genesis chapter 1 when he was initially put on it, he lived almost 1,000 years. Now, when he was put on a meat diet, or given the permission to have meat, then he reduced his lifespan to 120. Quite a drastic drop by going to a diet that wasn't originally intended or approved by Yahweh. Now let's go back to the items that didn't have MSG. In those items, they have something called hydrogenized vegetable protein, which is just another name for the MSG, monosodium glutamate. It was shocking to see just how many of the foods that we feed our children every day are filled with MSG. They hide MSG under many different names in order to fool those who try to catch on. They don't stop there. When our family went out to eat, we started asking at the restaurants what menu items had MSG. Many employees, even the manager, swore that they didn't use MSG, but when we asked for the ingredient list, which they grudgingly provided, sure enough, MSG and hydrogenized vegetable protein were everywhere. Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's, Taco Bell, every restaurant, even the sit-down ones like, thank God it's Friday, you heard about that, and Chili's, Applebee's, Denny's, they all use MSG in abundance because it enhances the food. Kentucky Fried Chicken is the worst offender through the amounts of MSG. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you say, well, Pastor Buddy, I don't believe it hurts you. Well, let's take a look at this. Let's notice that MSG, when added to the foods, it serves as a preservative or a vitamin. Is that the reason that they put it in there? That's what we've been told. That is not true according to the one who wrote the book, as he exposed the food additive in the industry as in the book called The Slow Poison of America. Ladies and gentlemen, a study of elderly people showed that people eat more of the foods that is added to MSG. And these lobbying groups says eating more benefits the elderly, but what about the rest of us? Bet you can't eat just one. Takes on a whole new meaning when MSG is added to the product. Now, we know that by testing MSG called this product placed into the atoms that we consume, and you just can't eat one, ladies and gentlemen, that is on the suggestion list of the products of some product. You can't eat just one. Why? Because the taste enhancers, the excitotoxins, it excites the taste buds. And the manufacturers of MSG themselves admit that it addicts people to their products, and it makes people choose their product over others and makes people eat more of an additive called MSG that has proven in scientific research causes obesity and diabetes in the rats. Scientifically proven to cause obesity. America is getting to the level of someone needs to push the panic button for an overweight and out of shape and a sick people, because the FDA has set no limits on how much they can add to the food. They claim it's safe to eat in any amount. How can they claim it is safe when there are hundreds of scientific studies that says otherwise? Obese rats a model for the study. And ladies and gentlemen, you can find this information freely if you asked for the things that we're talking about. It is readily available to anyone who is concerned with their health. We are cursing our children with obesity. They eat at these places that I just mentioned, and the food is delicious because the child's taste buds are enhanced with these excitotoxins added to it, and they can't get enough as they keep eating. And this is exactly why that we have an obese generation coming up. If the slow poison of America continues, we are not going to survive. Our death rate or our life longevity is actually, we're being told that it's been extended, but we're talking about the quality of health. Most Americans, I've been said this, the doctor's offices, the nursing homes, places to get drugs, the drug stores. I've never seen so many drug pharmaceutical exchanges. I've never seen so many spring up in America in all of my life. There's two or three on every corner with trained pharmacists. And they are making a killing and killing people by making it, praise Yahweh, to get us hooked on drugs. Now, if we take into consideration the amazing discovery while going through these scientific journals, if we look at that and wonder why that when you get into your pantry, that you are yourself being had by the very things that we're talking about. Let me give you an example here. This is in pizza, and it's one of the national chains. And they add silicone to their dough. Now, I wonder why they would do that. It's a substance that is manufactured by a large, extra large chemical company. Matter of fact, the largest chemical company in the world. And it is primarily used in food manufacturing factories as a defoaming agent for commercial boilers. This silicone is not approved for use as a drug additive, yet this famous pizza company is using the silicone-based chemical as a stabilizer for cheese on its patented pizza products. Some of those pizzas go directly to your child's schools and are served at lunchtime. In order to preserve their frozen pizzas, this large pizza chain claims that their silicone is necessary additive to preserve the product. Although the package does not list its own secret formula, it does list other additives under the guise of this patent. Patent number, listen to me well, they give the patent number here, 489-4245. They will list the patented additive to the cheese that goes on top of your pizza from this famous, probably perhaps the world's largest pizza chain, if that tells you anything. And if you go to the United States Patent Office website, it confirms this, what I've just told you, confirms the story that was reported on page 5 of the February 206 issue of the magazine called Pete Harden's Milkweed. And the actual patient found out that they were adding this, and he had a severe reaction to this chemical compound that was in the cheese. In other words, he got food poisoning. It's mixed with water to form 0.5% a solution. This solution is sprayed on the frozen cheese that is placed on the pizza at a rate of 1.75 parts of solution per 100 parts by weight of the cheese. Our children are now eating silicone in school cafeterias along with the food enhancers, and none of this is approved for human consumption. Nevertheless, this product is readily placed and made available to the unsuspecting public. Now, if you want to protect your children, you should know another additive that is now coming on board, and that is formaldehyde. Formaldehyde has been classified as a human carcinogen, which is a cancer-causing substance by the International Agency for Research on Cancer, and as a probable human carcinogen by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Formaldehyde, also placed in our food chain. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, you know, Les God, I tell you one thing, man. You go down there and at the pizza place, and you just can't get enough. And they've got pizza night, you know, all you can eat. Buffet bars have sprung up in most restaurants because they know that they have a hungry population of obese people that take full advantage instead of eating a small portion. Or the Bible said, do all things in moderation. They fill their plates repeatedly with large strips of pizza, the most fattening, and the doctor told me himself, personally, that pizza was one of the worst food substances you could put in your body. Pizza. Oh, man, how good it is. I love it. You put all of the vegetables, and it looks real good. You think, well, my God, I'm getting my vegetables. But you're eating a food that has been contaminated with the substances that should not be placed in our food. Now let's talk about aspartame. This is another additive that has been long overlooked, that's been added to our food chain, in particular, sodas. We call them soda pop here in the South, but known as in the substances when they wanted to go to low-cal. Remember, you got to stay away from anything that says low-cal. Get away from it. Quick, run. Deadly poison. And these companies have an incentive to add these excitotoxins to the substance of the intake that you are getting. And in this case, Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, Diet Mountain Dew, the three major diet drinks in the world. Dr. Pepper now has added all of the cola producers have added a aspartame to their drinks to make it a low-cal. Zero calories, they say. Man, people drink, and when they do, they get addicted. There is something about NutraSweet, aspartame, that is so addictive to the body. I've got friends that go around. They have been run out of grocery stores and out of things of this nature where they have these outlets to peddle the poison, and they would pass out tracts just on aspartame. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go and look at the research done on aspartame, it is one of the most deadly ingredients that you can put in your body over a period of time. Not only will you gain weight, you ever notice the people that drink Diet Cokes are usually people that's obese. They're trying to lose weight by cutting down calorie intake. Then they go to the buffet bars and they eat a wheel bar full of pizza. But they have a small salad to, you know, to get their health calories. With the poisoning of the excitotoxins of the MSG. And, you know, most of these Chinese restaurants, which have become very popular in America. And they have this banner out front, we do not serve MSG. Well, when you go in and really look at the ingredients, they just say, well, I believe them. Well, ladies and gentlemen, when you get around negative situation and people that only you want to use a product for gain, avoid them. Now, we have got so lazy and our spirits have gotten so out of line with the word of Yahweh that we call good evil and evil good. We have reversed what Yahweh says. Why? Because in Daniel 1 and 10, the one who was in charge of Daniel and the slaves out of Israel warned him, I'm afraid of what my master the king will do to me. He is the one who assigned this diet. And if he sees that you are not as healthy as the rest, he'll take off my head. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that most people that even work in these places that add these things are so afraid to speak up because it is the accepted rather than the exception. We should begin to ask for the OPATH. We should be inquiring about the product that we put into our bodies. Remember, junk in produces a junky body. No wonder we're sick. No wonder we're weak. No wonder we lack health. No wonder you say, well, it just happened to me all of a sudden. I eat reasonably well. When you go to their homes and watch them eat and what they consume, I mean, it is things that you wouldn't think about putting in your body. And they'll consume it with glee and delight and rejoice for the appetite that has come upon them. But the Bible said the healthy spirit will conquer the enemy. Resist the devil, and what is he going to do? He'll flee from it. But when they advertise these beautiful pizzas, piping hot, you'll see them bubbling in the cheese, they're running down the edges and thick crust and all of this, and they just make it so enticing that when you taste it, you really know that they have added the enticers, the excitotoxins, to make your taste buds crave more. And you open up the bag of chips and you say, I'm just going to eat one. They know, they have it boldly said, no one can eat just one. You'll wind up eating a half a bag or maybe the whole bag at one sitting. And I've seen people literally divide a whole bag of potato chips and they never read the side panel to see how much fat that they're getting, trans fats, and things of this nature. And we have been lied to even in our health food stores. You've got to watch. When you're going to a health food store and you read the ingredient, if you're trying to avoid unhealthy oils, and you say, oh, look at this in the health food store. They have canola oil as the base oil for the product. You have these nice cakes and these healthy fruits and things that are packaged up and made to look real healthy, and they are fixed or prepared with canola oil. Well, ladies and gentlemen, canola oil is a Canadian product, mostly. And if anybody that lives in Canada is listening to me tonight, you know that it is called in Canada rapeseed oil. It was used for hydraulics and for oiling the machinery of Canada. And it was so abundant and so easy to raise and to collect and to press the oil from the rapeseed that they started bottling this cheap oil. That's why they put it in there, ladies and gentlemen. They're not concerned about your health. The most healthy oils are the ones that do not have any trans fats, that do not distribute a return of an evil for the good. Olive oil is the prescribed oil in the Bible. Olive oil. Virgin olive oil. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't get any better than virgin olive oil. It is time tested. And now that people know about olive oil, they say, well, it's so restrictive and so expensive. Well, that's why your companies that put the products they call health, they use a cheaper base oil and make you think somebody has done a conditioning of the mind to make us think that canola oil is the oil of choice in the health food store. Because when you go in there and read, 90% of the foods are prepared with canola. And you're falling into a trap to ingest an oil that was only in the 30s and 40s used for the exclusive use of hydraulics and machinery. Well, you're not a piece of metal. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And you should keep in fact that you need a healthy respect for the word, because it's the doors, not the ears, that's just about start now. You know, when I quit smoking, when I came up in the 40s and the 50s of smoking, smoke like a freight train. No one knew that cigarette smoking was dangerous to your health or it caused cancer. Matter of fact, back in those days, I knew that I was in the Army in 56 and I toured the American Tobacco Company. And I got a firsthand look, even in the 50s, that they would wash the tobacco with chemicals. Then they would cut it up and they would add flavor and toxins, excitotoxin, even to the tobacco. Well, you could not smoke enough of these ready-made cigarettes, as we call them. Now, the folks that raised me up to smoke, they smoked the old stud tobacco. That was the tobacco in a cloth, a little cotton sack with yellow strings and had little cardboard clips on the end of the strings. And I used to admire everybody in our community that smoked these cigarettes. Prince Albert, Bugler, that's ready-made roll. You know, they even manufactured a little machine for those who couldn't roll them with their fingers. They actually invented a machine to do the job. Bugler, it was called. I don't know where you remember that, probably before your time. But Prince Albert and Stud, and you know, I got broke in my lungs. It was literally burned. It was actually raw tobacco back in the 40s when we smoked the Stud. It was just straight out of the field and seemed ground up to the point you could get it in a cigarette paper, and it would take your breath away. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they got smart real quick. They need an addictor, an excitotoxin, to put in the manufacturing of the tobacco. See, it's the additives that cause the cancer. Tobacco alone, in its raw, unadulterated form, will not cause cancer. But we don't like it. One cigarette a day would do you. It wouldn't take a lot to do you. It may actually benefit the lungs to expel everything that's in there. However, we get addicted, and that's the problem. Never take up smoking if you've never smoked, and quit immediately if you do. Why? Because your health is hanging precariously in the balance. Turn away from things that are not recommended from the Bible. You can develop a healthy, robust community. Live in communities that share information in the way that we should go. See and ask for the old path. And when you find it, as the Bible says in 3 John, where we started this series out, the 3-part series on the health issue. You can order that tonight from Pastor Buddy. These three-part series, Clean Meats, Unclean Meats, the Bible, the scriptures, we went over it in detail, and now the excitotoxins, MSG, aspartame, formaldehyde, and other additives that are being added secretly to your food in 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. I would, my brethren, and I pray for good things to happen to you in everything that you do, and for your good health, that your everyday affairs prosper, even as your soul prospers. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is the whole duty of man, to fear Yahweh and to keep his commandment. Do not wander off the path of righteousness, the little narrow path, the path where you must take time out to enjoy your food. Bless your food. Eat the things that are good for you. Over the years, I have eaten things that I knew were detrimental now to my health. I didn't know all these things. And so that's why that we send this love message towards you tonight in hopes that you can turn from the ways of man, because they care not for your body, your soul, or your spirit. They care for the profit motive that is put into their equation. In other words, it's the bottom line profit of the corporations that gives you these things. And if you'd like to call Pastor Buddy tonight, I'm live on WWCR around the world. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Live right here tonight on WWCR, live around the world on the Jewel of the South. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to write me, my mailing address is simply Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. If you'd like to have a three-set series on health, just let us know, and we'd be glad to send it to you. That's the three-part series on healthy living under God's laws. Ladies and gentlemen, if we break his laws, we pay the price. He that despises the law of Yahweh, even his prayers are an abomination. You cannot pray to Yahweh with an unhealthy body and in pain and misery and agony. And if you don't stop and take stock of what Pastor Buddy's talking about and go back and return, I'm not advertising anything for you tonight that the Bible doesn't back up. We're giving you the scriptural for a good, healthy diet. Observe it and obey it and walk in and find rest, not only for your body, your soul, and your mind, to be healthy. Well, be glad to talk to you and discuss these issues. If you'd like to have the series, just let us know, or any series. And we have a new website that we're working on. It's still under construction, but we have it to a point where it's probably two-thirds done with many articles concerning the Bible and the truths that are relevant for today. If you'd like to have that website, you have access to the web, that's pastorbuddy.net. That's www.pastorbuddy.net. That'll take you right into our newest website. We've got two. Of course, our old website is simply www.pastorbuddy.com. Either or both of those websites are filled with informative information about the truth of the Bible. The old clock on the wall has become our enemy tonight. Time has just flew on by. We've got to get out of here, and we'll see you next Sunday night on WWCR 5070 with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. God bless you and keep you healthy.
Hearts united, our hearts can now unite to arms, in. Advance the flag of victory, hurrah, hurrah. For in this land we take our stand, we must fight for the state to arms.